Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Taylor Wilde. Welcome back to Wild On Season 6, the podcast where you get the insider's view of the weird, wild world of wrestling and witchcraft on Wednesdays. Okay, Wild Ones, I know, we've been on a little bit of a break. I've been taking this time to heal mentally, physically, spiritually. But it's 2024, new year, who dis? Don't worry, it's still Taylor Wilde. And I'm still gonna bring you weird, wacky, wild wrestling content with a sprinkle of witchcraft and everything in between weekly. So to start things off in true rebellious fashion, Wild Ones, I have a TikTok influencer, a fellow Canadian, a lady who has a passion and aptitude for the F word, purple hair, tattoos, being a mom, and being a new member of the Wild On family. Ladies and gentlemen, my girl, Serena.
I had a few people register. I usually just do really random lives. Like, I'll just go live.
Okay.
I'll be like, I look good right now, live, or I'm making some dinner, live, or I'm sitting in the car waiting for my kids at soccer, live. Like, I don't schedule live.
Oh, interesting.
But I did this time, so let's hope
for the best. Right? Hey, welcome to Wild On.
It'll be random people just stopping in, probably.
Also, like, let's talk about, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7" and a half. Okay.
And I'm 5'2" and a half, and I chose the littlest chair.
Oh, sure.
That's shortest, but also biggest.
And I also have shoulder pads on, so, like, look the f*** out, okay?
You know those illusion rooms?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... You're welcome, everybody.
Oh, well, whatever. I look like a giant, especially with this hat. It adds, like... So right now, I look 5'11".
Yes. You look like a supermodel.
Oh, wow.
And I look like I brought myself to bring your kids to work day. So here we are.
And we didn't plan that either. So I know this is your podcast. You have to ask questions, but I want to ask you a question because I always ask everybody this.
Okay.
How the hell did you find me?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
You ended up in my feed.
On your For You?
Yep. You ended
up. On Insta or on TikTok?
I want to say it was TikTok.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And I'm just assuming it's Toronto linkage.
Maybe. Depends on what era of posting, because I used to never use hashtags, and now SEO, use those hashtags on Insta or on TikTok now. Yeah. Like, you use them. So if it was relatively, like, not that long ago, then probably hashtags.
Okay.
Or I don't know. If the video goes viral enough, it's just... The floodgates open and they just go. And if they don't, they don't. That's
it's an either or. That's how she goes.
It's an either or. It's like wah wah or oh my god, these comments. Like, it's either one or the other.
Yeah.
That's how I base my video has gone viral, is when the dumb shit scrolls in.
Okay.
I'm like, Billy Joe's commenting. Look at that. Oh, my video's popping off. Like, as soon as those comments
come.
I know it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay, well, for the Wild On listeners who don't know you, what is your name?
My name is Serena, a.k.a. Saran Wrap.
It's a catchy title.
Oh, people do like Cling Wrap? Saran Wrap? Like, my husband's name's Tinfoil. That'd be amazing. I get that all the time. I'm like, listen, I'm not talking about Cling Wrap. It's just, it's a baseball nickname.
Yeah.
It's like a high school nickname, Saran Wrap. And I thought, well, I'm not really clever to think of another name, so
if it works, it works,
let's just roll with it. And I actually asked some of my friends on, like, my new friends on TikTok, my followers, do you think I should change my name? Like, do you think I should rebrand?
No.
And they're like, oh my god,
that's why we like you.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I don't know, like, I won't.
And okay, so where are you from?
I grew up in Whitby, Ontario.
Yes,
yes.
It's about an hour out of Toronto for everyone that thinks Toronto's the epicenter of Canada.
Small town girl, but all of a sudden it's not small town. You're like, traffic? Why is there traffic?
Yeah.
Oh, because they're building condos.
Oh.
Downtown Whitby. Condos.
It's happening.
It's so weird.
It's happening
everywhere. Like, huh? The old fire station in downtown Whitby, tore down building a condo now. It's weird.
Really? Are they going to put the fire station in the condo? Or?
No, it's moved completely. And they were rumors. They were probably totally rumors. But it was like, we're going to make it into a club. I'm like, oh my God, make it into a club. Leave the pole. Like, could you imagine? They never could do that for like insurance purposes.
I was going to say so many broken asses.
But
so many.
The thought was there.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. So grew up in Whippy.
Yep.
And we have gone viral and made a career for ourselves on the social medias.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
I have no clue. Sheer luck. Because you cannot predict the algorithm. You cannot predict what people are going to pick out of a video or what they see that they like. You can edit it to the nines. And all my videos that I'm like, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Nobody else loves it.
That's so weird.
Nobody else. I
could say that like anything that I feel like I've really curated to put out in the social media
Every time.
Really feel true to me, flop. And the shit that I like kept in my drafts for months.
Every time.
And I've never reached your level of going viral. But it's incredible what catches. It makes no sense.
But apparently TikTok is completely 360'd and now it wants to be like YouTube. It wants 30-minute videos. It wants 10-minute videos. It doesn't want those 6 seconds where I post thirst traps and make them go viral anymore. So now I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? They want to hear me talk? You want to hear me? We want to hear what I have to say now?
Crazy.
So yeah, look out for me. I'm gonna be posting lots of long form video now.
Yes, we love this.
With clothes on. Sorry guys.
Oh, sorry. Well, hey. It's like reverse undressing. Oh, you're just like, oh, let me put this back on.
Yeah,
for you.
Like my husband's like, you realize that from last January to now, you have pivoted like no other. And I go, yeah, I see that every day when my followers disappear, but it's okay. Listen, if you want to unfollow me on TikTok, Instagram. I hit 400K onto Instagram today.
Congratulations. Paula.
But by Friday next week, it'll probably be down 10K. Like, that's it works. Like, seriously.
Okay.
You will not like something I did or posted, or you will not like that, oh, you all of a sudden just found out I had a husband. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I lost some followers when I posted my boyfriend, but you know what? That's the thing about putting your life out there.
Like, you're cheating on me, love? Or I thought you were gay. And I'm like, listen, I don't label shit. I'm not straight, but I ain't gay. So like, you can make your own assumptions.
Yeah.
But like, yes, I have a husband. And I was just like, bye.
Crazy.
But it's okay because you know why? I would rather you unfollow me, I say this all the time, than scroll past my video and make it unseen. Because the algorithm, when you swipe and you don't give my video the time, they're like, nobody likes this shit. Fuck this bitch. Like, we don't want her.
Oh, interesting.
And then you don't get pumped out. So if you don't want to watch my content, please unfollow me. You're doing me actually a favor. So.
Yes. Bring the hate and the love.
Yeah.
Because both.
Yeah. If you really don't like me, just comment a bunch of bullshit about what you don't like about me. I'd rather that.
It helps the metrics.
Just don't swipe.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you've burst onto the social media scene. You kind of started around COVID. Is that right?
Yeah. Somewhere in and around there. Everybody always asks. Honestly, my followers would be able to tell me when I started better because they're way better. They're like, we scrolled to the bottom of your page the other day. I was like, what? I don't even do that. Like,
that's amazing.
For one, it's cringe. And for two, like, I can't even watch some of my old videos. They'll be like, remember this? It happened on this day last year. Some of them I'll post and others I'm like, oh my God. No wonder my kids are like, Mom, stop.
You're embarrassing
Like, but I get views, guys. So like, who cares? And now I'm like, I don't even care about the views. I care about brand partnerships.
Sure.
Making a name for myself. And like, I only endorse shit that I actually like because I don't want to be a fake bitch on the internet.
Right. Because that is what social media has become.
Yep.
We wanted to believe at some point, and at some point it was real.
Oh.
But now it's the new matchmaker. Now it's the new
God, it is
Love Island. It's curated.
Yeah.
Curated reality. Like this, okay, this is real.
Yes.
We're actually having a candid conversation.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is happening live.
Yes, exactly.
But
there's no editing here.
No, but it is. It's curated,
yeah,
live or real shit.
I say that all the time. You think you know the person that you follow.
No.
Let me tell you right now, you don't. Like, you guys know me to a certain extent.
Yes.
You know what I let you know.
Right. So before social media, what did Serena do?
I have been a stay-at-home mom.
Love it.
For the past 23 years. I had to think of how old my kid is. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, 23 years.
Can't believe you have a 23-year-old.
Because, like, that's amazing. Just what I did. I put my entire life on hold for my family because there's nothing better than just being there for your kids. Like,
totally.
They call you from school. They left something. Yeah, create independence. I get it. My oldest daughter is a boss. Like, she is so independent.
I love
because
that.
When she got to the point that I needed her to make her own appointments, needed her to get her insurance for a car, needed her to get all these jobs and figure out her own life, guess what? She can do it. But when she needed me when she was younger, because they're only young for a very short period of time.
Right.
I like tear up when I see that the guy talking about the fingerprints on the window. And I'm like, leave them there.
I know.
Fuck a clean house. Leave them there. Because honestly, they're gone so fast. My youngest is 10, and it's like, boom. And my middle child is going to be done high school, like, in a blink of an eye. And then what?
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. I don't want to deal with that.
Of course.
Oh, God.
You're going to be an empty nester before you know it.
I don't even want to think of that. Like, yeah, like, my husband's like, just... Because sometimes I get heated up, like, oh my God, you're not in bed yet? Like, it's 10 o'clock on a school night. Like, what are you doing? He's like, chill. I know it's not going to be forever.
Yeah.
And he, like, really balances me out. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, whatever. Who cares? You're late for school tomorrow.
It's not the end of the world. No. It's really hard, though, to let that. I struggle with that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And the mom guilt?
Oh, I say that all the time. Mom guilt is real, but it's okay to let go and just embrace. I will show up and my kid will be late for school every day in a week. And it's because that's what my mental health with my daughter needed. She needed that time in the morning to just recoup and be like, okay, like I can't do this today, mom. Like,
I know.
Because you know what? I'm sorry to say this, but there are shitty kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying my kids are perfect, but like, to go in a classroom with screaming, yelling kids day in and, like, pray. The teachers, like, shout out to you because I could not do that.
Kindergarten teachers? Especially when they're not your kids.
Yeah, like, you guys deserve a medal. I know teachers get shit on a lot, but, like, you do it then.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah. Really,
like,
truthfully.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
I thought I wanted to do it, and then I co-opted when I was 16, and I was like,
no, thank you.
I'm out. I'm out. And then I decided to have a bunch of kids instead of my
own.
And
you're basically a teacher.
Pretty much.
And a saint.
Oh, yeah. Jack of all trades, master of none is better than being a master of one. That is like my girl guide. Like, I don't even know what you do here with this. But like, I say that. I preach that all the time.
It's true.
I didn't know the end of it. Everyone always used to say, jack of all trades, master of none. And then I'm like, oh, that's a shitty thing. Yeah. And then I heard the rest of the poem.
What's the rest of the poem?
Is better than being a master of one.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's right. I am a mechanic, a masseuse, a nurse, a doctor, a cook. Like, I did fix my motherfucking car. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I may not have one soul thing, but like, I like that.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, it's way better.
It's way more attractive.
Yes.
It's like, good for you.
Never stop learning, kids.
Never stop learning. Stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school. Or teach yourself. The internet is an amazing place.
Well,
like,
that's what I was going to say.
You can learn everything.
You're self-made. You don't have you didn't walk in here with a team of managers. You didn't have a camera crew following you around.
Actually, when I went to this one event, they're like, oh, you don't have a camera crew? The other girl had a camera crew. I'm like, who the comes to the Haunting of Hexwood with a camera crew? I was like, no, my husband's here. He's got a phone, and I have a little light. But no, like, I just roll with it. You have to just roll with it. It's life, right? Like, I'm not there yet. And I don't know, even if I am there, I'm not going to have a camera crew.
Sure. Well, that would be, you wouldn't be authentic.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be so staged.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So what was the light bulb moment? You were like, I have three beautiful babies. It's COVID. Are you watching TikTok? What was the moment?
Yeah, I was watching TikTok. Oh, actually, I know what the moment is.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm very competitive.
Love it, me too.
So a girl I know, I would say friend, but a girl I know.
Okay.
Say less. She went viral on TikTok. And I was like, bitch, I can do that. I was like, if you can do that, I can do it better.
Okay.
Challenge accepted. Yeah. And I was just like, post until one hit. And I was like, I'm hooked. Okay, let's keep going here. So then I'm like, can I make the same video just keep going viral? I posted the same video 6 times, viral every time. That's back in TikTok days where it was so easy to go viral. So like,
but I don't feel like that was ever a time. I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit.
Okay, maybe.
I've never gone viral.
Okay, true. I know. That's how I think.
Okay. You give yourself way more credit than that.
I guess I should. I just think like the algorithm was better then. And, well,
but you say it has changed.
It has changed.
So it's not as easy.
No.
You caught a moment, but you've been riding the wave and you've adapted and overcome.
Trying. My views have definitely gone down. I'm not like hitting the marks that I'd like to hit. Okay. But that's okay because I'm changing. Mm. I'm not throwing out thirst traps every day like I used to. Yep. And like I'm pivoting. I'm definitely pivoting. And that's life and that's okay. Like, not everybody's gonna like you and not everybody's gonna stick around. And maybe this doesn't last forever, but I'm riding the wave, I'm having a good time, and I'd like it to keep going because I really do enjoy it. I like the people that I've met. Like, shout out to everybody that has been here from the beginning because you guys know who you are, and I am not naming names because if I forget one, I know you'll be in my DMs like, bitch,
you'll be coming for me.
I thought I was number one. I'll just like generalize and say like all of you because I love you all. And if it wasn't for you guys, like,
no, really, no people, no show.
No.
Love or hate you.
Yeah.
We need you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. I don't mind if you hate me either because I know a lot of you be watching me and hating me because I know you're in my stories, but you ain't in my likes.
Nobody watches you harder than someone who wants you to fail.
Yep. I only block like the real weirdos or like family. Sorry, family, but like I didn't really want you watching my like really because then they like get this vision about you.
Yeah.
So like my husband's brother, I was like, look, he's like, I haven't seen you for a while. And then I'm like, I blocked you. I'm going to be straight up. I blocked you. It's not because I don't like you. It's because I don't want you to think of me in a different way. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at Serena. Like, I'm like, yeah, look at me. Well, I was doing some shit, still doing it. But like, yeah, don't judge me.
No, but
because you're my family and like, I love you. And I just don't think that you need to see everything.
But even though you're being you. Serena, Saran Wrap, you are still kind of being this larger-than-life version of you, which is where the correlation between being a social media person and, like, being a wrestler, it's you turned up to 11.
Yes.
And that's where this is the disconnect. It doesn't matter that it's live.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it's a social media personnel. Yeah. You're still not really being the vulnerable, completely messy version of you. It's
unless I'm on live because I've cried on live. I've gone on. Oh yeah, I was supposed to go to South Africa.
Okay,
long flight. Brand. And this girl reached out to me and she gave me that like this opportunity and the flights just didn't line up to get there. And I was shattered. I've never wanted something so bad in my entire life because I don't know why, but that made me feel like I had made it. Because I was like, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
You want me so bad you're willing to fly me to South Africa.
Like, that's very cool.
So I just thought, I've made it. All the like tarot reading people online, I was like asking them like, am I going to get this? And like, the people with the things, I'm asking them. I had one girl, I don't know if she was just bullshitting me or what, but she was like, you need to stop asking everybody like she put me right in my path. She's like, if this is meant for you, it's going to happen, so just stop asking. Like, the universe is telling me to tell you stop asking. And I was like, fair. Okay, bitch,
we love a ruthless tarot
reader.
I
was like, all right, I'll stop. Needless to say, I don't know, maybe that me over. I should have stopped asking because I didn't get it. But yeah, I went real raw on that live. I thought, you know what, whatever, you guys good can see you. Me cry,
good for you.
I cry.
But that's one thing, like, I'm sure you've learned this throughout your life. Crying and being vulnerable is actually, like, true strength and true power. That's not weakness.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm comfortable with myself. Like, I'll cry in front of you. it's got to be really, and because it was about myself, maybe that's why I cried, but
like, maybe it was really real.
Yeah, it was really real. I really wanted that. I really wanted to get away from my family. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally
South
kidding.
Africa sounded just far enough.
I'm like, how many hours?
How many time zones away are we?
Yeah, like, that sounds great.
But talking about branding, you fall into a very specific niche. We both hit demographics.
Yeah.
And everybody, these aren't secrets. We get analytics.
Oh, yeah.
My analytics, I cater to men that are 25 to around 45, mostly American, a slight population in the UK, and that's it. Tell me your brand.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, Insta be bad. Insta is like 80% men, I think.
Okay.
Which I thought was going to be more women because I do have a lot of like strong women following.
Sure. So everyone, Serena's kid is home and the school just called, so we got interrupted. But that's how you know it's not curated live.
Real life. School. I know where she's at. Don't worry. She's not smoking cigarettes at the cop shop.
Studying. Like studying.
Like, I'm skipping school today. Mom, I'll be right back. I'm going to study. No, she's a better kid than I was, that's for sure.
Oh, but different times.
Yes,
we just,
very much so.
Tell us your brand. Sorry, before we get away from it.
So, yeah, like, definitely dudes. Definitely dudes. Like,
samesies.
And young dudes. So, in Brazil, they call them mucilão.
Okay.
Which means basically a child. And I'm like,
terrifying.
Listen, Canada? That's illegal, okay?
Yeah.
And it should be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I, like, are you trying to get me to say something and, like, screenshot that shit? Or, like, because I'm like, I know what that word means. One time I didn't, though, and I reposted this post because I thought it meant beer. And because it was, like, a picture of beer, and it said, mucilão, and it said something else because I know un poco Portuguese. I don't know a lot. I know a little. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll repost that. My friends were like, girl, do you know what that means? And I'm like, no. I was like, take that down right now. And I'm like, okay. I learned my lesson real quick. That means I like children, and I don't. And that is terrible. And don't make memes about me like that.
Oh,
you can
God.
Make all the thirst trap memes you want. Just don't make it about that.
But you are big in the Brazil meme market.
Very big.
So
very
that's
big.
That's something.
I currently have a video going viral right now in Brazil. It's at 5.2 million, and they just tagged me today. So thank you.
Thanks, guys.
For finally throwing the tag out there. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
They like, it's all in good fun, though. So, like, when they're making fun of me, it's all in good taste. And I like it. And I don't. Listen, you can make fun of me all you want. It doesn't hurt my feelings. It doesn't make me feel a certain way. And it's called Nemempelili iPhone, or as vezes Nemempelili iPhone. Sometimes it's not for the iPhone.
Okay.
Now, I had the video just go viral on my own account, the same one, and they're like, she doesn't even know what that means, all these iPhone comments. And I'm like, yes, I do. This is not my first rodeo. Okay.
Yeah.
Scroll down the page. I have a song made just for me called As Vezes Nemempeli the iPhone. Shout out Jeff, MC Jeff.
Girl.
So it means that in Brazil, okay, you want to get some education?
I would
okay,
love.
This is a great one.
This is the education moment of the show.
If you are younger and you slip with an older woman in Brazil, she's supposed to give you something like an iPhone.
Really?
And that's why you do it. So what they're saying is, I would do it and you wouldn't have to give me an iPhone. And I'm like, I would never give anybody anything to sleep with me. Bitch, you're giving me the motherfucking iPhone. Like, are you for real? Okay, well, like, it's still very flattering. I get it. Like, it's sweet in a sense-ish.
And they say chivalry is dead.
Oh, I know, right? Like, you don't have to hold the doors. Tell me I don't have to give you an iPhone.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh. So, yeah, that's the biggest meme. The weird thing is it's been, like, a year and a half running.
Wow.
And it's like, that is not old yet.
That's so crazy,
isn't
it?
How is that shit still going? There was another meme. It was Bora Bill. Like, that ended real quick. But this one, like, Throw me in another one. Make up another one. I'm here for it. I'm ready.
We're ready for memes. Okay, let's do a wild on meme, please. Anyone in Brazil, we need this. Now, okay, so you've gone viral, you're having your moment on TikTok, on Instagram, you've built this consistent following.
I actually, yeah. on Instagram,
yes.
never used that Instagram for this. I had oh. a vintage shop called oh. Shelf Life Vintage. Shout out Shelf Life Vintage. It's still on Etsy.
Okay.
But for some dumb reason, I thought, I'm not going to make a new one. I'm just going to turn this one into that.
Sure.
Which I should never have done that. I should have separated the two and had another Insta, but I was too lazy. I'm like... So now when you scroll right to the bottom of my Instagram, you're like, a teapot. Like, what's going on here? Like, you go, teapot ass. Like, just.
I mean, it's same, same.
Oh, yeah. And that's where they it's get a kink the granny for somebody. Comments, I guess. Like, this bitch drinking tea, like, selling this weird happy face teapot. Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so I went from, like, a vintage shop, and then I thought, why am I not promoting Instagram? Like, I want to. It was actually my husband. He's like,
okay.
if they shut your TikTok down, you have nothing. Like,
right.
your followers are gone.
Right.
What are you going to do? And I'm like, okay, let's funnel.
Yeah. so, like, let's get everyone this yeah. way. This way, please.
Like, follow me on Insta. And then I feel like the Brazilian community is huge on Instagram.
Oh,
like,
wow. It's
people
interesting.
Love Instagram. Everyone always says Instagram is dead. It's not dead. It's dead for the people on your personal Instagram.
Yes.
I get 2 likes on my personal Instagram oh, on certain shit. I swear to God.
Really?
And I'm like, if you think I'm stopping posting, you're wrong. I am actually going to post more
yep.
to make you lot like me even more. So
perfect.
You think you're winning. Bitch, I just didn't see all these vacation pictures just stacking them up. Like, and then my stories, though, they're always in my stories, never in my likes, and it's awesome. I love it.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm here for it.
Good. What has been the coolest thing that's come into your life via this crazy social media whirlwind?
Just getting invited places and people want you there. It's like, oh, can you come to this? Like being like the guest of something, and
yeah.
you're like, you want me to come? Like, okay, like. That's really cool. Thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Like, I go to Brazilian parties in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah. And they are the best. Like, I will not go to a regular club very often anymore because,
okay.
like, once you go there, you ain't going back.
That's it.
Like, it is something else. I love the music. It's yeah. just, if you can't dance, you're still dancing. Because
okay.
it just, it brings it out of you no matter, like, I think I can dance. And then people record me and I'm like, oh. My God. But that's what alcohol does, right?
Yes,
you're like,
100%.
I am so great. And then you look back, you're like, oh shit. Imagine they had a camera in the club when I was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
so glad for social media not being around back then. I used to get like circles around me.
Yeah.
My husband sent me this video from TikTok and he's like, this was you. And
that's
I'm like,
crazy.
It's this girl clip-clopping into the middle of this circle and just like dancing so brutally. And like her heels are just like clacking. And I'm like, no, that wasn't me. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh my God, it was. It was. Whatever. I had fun. It was great.
That's all that matters. But I am so thankful that social media wasn't what it is now in my 20s.
I'm trying to embed that in my children. Like, when you post this,
yes,
make sure you can sit with it in 20 years.
Yeah, because it's never going away.
Never. And that's another FYI to all the people that post shitty comments. They are there forever.
Yes.
And according to my geeky, techie husband, they're going to be able to, like, just click on somebody and like everything you've ever done on the internet is going to be there. It's just going to be
actually
like a
makes
file
sense.
On you.
That makes sense.
And people are going to be able to see what you've done and you can't delete it.
No.
Like, do I have some raunchy shit out there? Yeah, but I can sit with that because I put it out there and I'm like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I never broke anybody down in the process. I never had to put anybody under my shoe to get there.
Yeah.
It's all on me.
Yeah.
This shit, like, oh, you guys are, like, people that you work with are going to read some comments that you have written to women
mm-hmm.
and be like, you're fired.
Oh, yeah.
like, 100, you're fired.
Yeah. Or you won't be hireable
no.
based on that. Oh, that's a really yeah. interesting point.
Yeah.
Like,
young
it will
guys,
be your
like,
new CV.
Heads the f*** up.
Yeah.
You are what you write on the internet. I know, like, you think nobody's going to see this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Your mother is going to be able to click on your file.
Yeah.
Your boss. Your... And people think that it's not going to happen. Just like they think that digital currency isn't going to be a thing, and they think that you never even thought TikTok was going to be a thing. Right. Look at it now.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Like, just because you don't think it's a thing doesn't mean it's not going to be a thing.
TV is going to be obsolete soon.
I don't even have it.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Like, we have Netflix.
Yeah, and I'm like, barely. I'm like, yep. Should I cancel this?
I know.
Please,
you just sit there.
Step it up.
Our brains only do these like small bites, and it really was just since COVID.
Oh yeah.
That we've all really lacked.
Oh yeah. I'm like, am I broken?
Yes. Me too.
Yeah, we all feel like that. So don't act like you know, because you do.
Yeah, you're lying to yourself if you don't think you're broken.
And that's where I think TikTok is going to have its downfall, because we like that.
Yeah.
That's why we come to TikTok. And then you think you're going to put a 30-minute video up and somebody's going to be like, oh, okay, let me see what Serena has to say for 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no one's going to watch that.
You're going to go to my YouTube, which I have one video. No, I have a couple, but like you're... And you don't even watch those. So like, you ain't watching a 30-minute TikTok. Like, there's just no way.
So you've had like this big change then in your life. You were a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have this, like, you have this limelight. And it's not 15 minutes. It's this ongoing thing. You have your family, of course, who are wildly supportive.
Very. All my kids. Like, I think it took like a minute for, well, actually... It really weaned out the people that were supportive and that weren't supportive.
So that's what I want to touch on, because we kind of had a talk before we got started about people in our lives that were either here for a minute, here for a lesson, or here for a season.
We both have this mutual like thing that's happened to us in the past year, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And I've had to sit with myself and really do some deep diving on who I want in my life and what type of people I want in my life and who are going, I don't want, like, I am selfish. Like, I will completely admit that I am a selfish person, because if you're not a selfish person and you don't come first, nobody around you is doing well. So
it's true. Especially as a mom.
Yeah. Put yourself forward. I am always thinking about what's in my best interest.
Yeah.
And when I am around you and I feel a certain way and I feel my light dimming and I feel like I have to act a different way, or I know that you have been saying shit about me and I just have to sit there and pretend like you haven't, because I don't have the energy to give you to start a huge fight.
Yep.
That's what I'm like, we're done here.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Yep.
And it was very hard to do. But as the year has gone on, and actually my cousin asked me the other day, we were at volleyball, and she's like, I don't see you posting anymore. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I haven't told anybody. So you want to fucking know? I just let it all out. And she just looked at me like, you're still going? And then I'm like, I need this, because I needed to remember it wasn't just one thing.
Right.
Like I said, I'm a Pisces. I put that shit in a file folder in my brain and I just kept adding and adding and adding. And after that conversation with my cousin, I was like, you made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because I almost was like, oh, I miss this person.
Yep.
Oh, I just, okay, forget it. Like, but my husband's like, you are a cold ass bitch. You will drop somebody like that. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe you see it that way, but it was hard for me.
Sure.
It was hard for me to do. But I've never been better.
Good for you. So. It's hard. It is so hard. Yeah. And especially as women, I think we naturally want to build families wherever we are. Yeah. And we collect broken toys. And you don't realize that people are toxic in your life until you really start sitting with yourself.
Yep.
And something else we touched on was cutting drinking down or cutting it out of our lives. Yes. And you were saying you...
I cut it down. I haven't cut it out. Because I do like a cocktail.
Yeah.
But I don't drink every night. Mm-hmm. And I don't binge drink on the weekends anymore. And that's huge.
That is
binge
huge.
Drinking. If you can have 1 to 2 cocktails and shut it down...
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And that's healthy.
And I couldn't before. I was like, 1, 2, we are gone.
Yeah.
And it's
lube
no time.
It up and we're off.
I knew once I like just started, there was no shut. There was no stop.
Yeah. It's amazing. And the people that will disappear out of your life as well, when you start changing that, it's not even that you're a partier, but if you're up to party.
Yeah.
People
to fucking party and I'll still party.
Yeah.
But I'm partying differently. And I'm just not getting to that level every time I party.
Sure.
Like, I will still get there. Don't get me wrong. You're going to see some sloppy shit. Like, do you have to unfollow me, guys? I swear to God, you're going to see that content again. Don't worry.
She's sloppy, guys. It's fine. Don't worry.
It's fine. but like not as much. Yeah. And that's okay. Like it's fine. It's healthier. And like if I'm putting all this shit on my skin, I have to think about 100%. The inner. Like I can't just be like, yeah, like tretinoin's gonna cure everything and all this shit I'm doing. No, bitch, it's not.
No, like, it's making yourself reverse age is not cheap.
No.
You can say that there's dupes for things, but let's be real here.
Yeah.
You have to spend some money.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about your skin routine.
Oh, shit.
Well, let's go there. We're going to lose some listeners, but that's okay. We might gain some ladies. Ladies, this is the skincare portion.
Say one, I am doing this.
It's funny, isn't it?
I know. I'm okay. Stop doing it. I want to say one more thing because everybody needs to hear this.
Yes.
So when you are sitting with people and that person is freely talking about others to you, they are talking about you to others.
Oh.
And that is like another girl guide. So like I will repeat that shit in my head over and over and over again. And the reason why I'm friends with this girl now is because she never does that.
Okay.
Ever.
Interesting.
And if I try to even start it, because I'm guilty of it, everybody's guilty of it.
Yes.
But she will shut me right down.
I have a girlfriend like that too.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
Like, let's not waste this moment in talking shit about people.
And you're putting that negativity out into the universe, and that shit will come back.
It does.
It really will. But that is a really good point. And that's in life. That's not. If someone, even let's put it into relationship perspective. Mm-hmm. If you have an ex who just praises their ex as being crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, red flag and run. Because you let that person in. Yeah. But go ahead, you've got a story to tell.
Well, if your friend is cheating on their husband, they don't give a fuck about anybody.
No.
Because you have vows with this person. Yeah. You have like literally dedicated your entire being with this person. You have kids with this person. You are like, I am here for you.
Yeah. That makes me sick. I couldn't.
What the fuck are you doing to me then?
Right.
You don't give a shit.
Right. No. And there's so much more.
Man or woman.
Oh, man or woman.
Because I definitely know both.
Yeah.
So
there's
man or woman.
So much more going on there if someone is cheating on their spouse. And like this is something else that was cool that we bonded over is like, we are old fashioned ladies.
Yes.
We are good old fashioned women. Like I am a one person kind of gal. No one else exists to me. Yeah. So
I was going to say like, nobody probably thinks that of me because I'm very provocative online, but like, don't judge a book by its cover because what you think you know, you don't. Am I thirsty as shit? Absolutely. Do I love the way I look on camera and want to put that out there? Yeah. Absolutely. And do I have, I don't want to say permission because I don't take orders from anybody, but like, do we have a mutual agreement
support.
That like, it's okay to do this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't embarrass my better half. Like, we have to be on the same page here.
Totally.
So.
And like that anchoring as well to know that you have that support.
It's made me more attracted to him.
Yeah.
Like you would think he's like, oh, you get all these messages. Like, look at all these people. And I'm like, I don't. Like, it actually turns me off knowing that this person's sending me a message and their family is in their profile picture.
Yeah.
And I'm
there's
like,
a lot of that.
Sorry, I just choked on it's so gross.
I don't get, we will do the CIA girl work. Like, we will look sometimes to be
it's
like,
just
okay,
right
who's
there. It's literally right there.
And I hear more of this, like, you know, all my girlfriends in the industry in pro wrestling, it's just like, you know, we all talk, we're all talking. Like, if you have a whole ass family and you're liking my stories, especially, because that's like the secret way to be like, I don't have any time for that.
No.
And I don't even know how I got there, but
I don't even have time to check my husband's phone. I don't even know his password. I don't give a shit because if I check it, is it going to change it?
No.
No.
Because they'll figure it out. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. It doesn't matter.
And if you do it, bye.
Like, yes.
I used to be that girl. Actually, you want to know my other nickname?
Please. Of course.
I used to be called the Terminator because I was crazy. Like, where are you? Who are you with? well, I would like do a drive-by. Like, are you really there? Like,
I love that.
Oh, I was crazy. But that was my own insecurity. That had nothing to do with him. Sure. Was he actually doing anything? No. Was I insecure? Yes, but I was young. I had lots of children. And I was just like, please don't f*** me over. Like, I just can't deal with that.
That's
but now,
fair.
I'm like,
yeah.
I will get everything.
Half mother f***er.
Oh, I'm fucking 80-20 your ass, bitch.
Nothing.
Not that I would. I would never do that. I love my husband, but like.
Nothing says security like 80-20. Oh, God. Kudos to your husband, but he also is secure in himself where he probably,
and that's the hottest thing ever.
And he's watching you flourish and be happy. And there's nothing sexier than a partner who is in their authentic truth, living their best life. And he's sitting there going, that's my wife.
Yes. It's
like,
so
that's
hot.
Beautiful.
So hot.
It's so hot.
I like it a lot. So word of the wise, support and just sit back and watch. Yeah. And like, actually that brings up the podcast of that guy, I don't even know his name, but the Simone Biles.
Oh, yes,
right?
Yes,
that
yes.
brings up that because I thought, I don't even know who that guy is. Like, what a douchebag. Like,
I know.
Imagine that with your husband. And she's like, I get why she's defending him. I totally would have been that girl too at that age. Yep. Like, I would have been like, but he's just, he didn't mean it like that. Like, no, you don't realize how powerful you are and how
totally.
He should be just like, okay, this is really bad to say.
Say
and
it
I don't
then.
Even like to say it, but like
I want to hear it.
Oh God. If your partner doesn't love you more, like
you hear that time and time again.
It's true though. My husband loves me so much. And like it's not that I don't love him, but I know he loves me more.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yeah.
So like I don't know. I know it sounds terrible, but like.
No. So pull the curtain back. So my partner, Luke, my boyfriend, I feel like I'm at an age where I can't say boyfriend. But he's my husband to be. We always say I love you. And he always says I love you more.
Yeah.
And like nothing makes you feel
more. He'll admit
more,
it. So like it's not going to make him a lie.
He's telling me. So it's true.
And I see it. Like I see.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
But in a world that we live in, the social media, where everything is quick here today, gone, not even tomorrow, gone in like 15 minutes, especially with online dating, like people are in this life now where they don't commit because they're like, well, there might be something better in another swipe.
Yeah.
Nothing is better than a person who you know, who is your biggest supporter, I've never felt more true to myself.
Yeah,
and
helps
like
you
living
know
in my
you
power.
Are,
exactly.
Sure. You can take time and sit with yourself and figure out who you are because you don't have to worry about anything else. Like my husband takes care of everything. I take care of everything on this side, but like he takes care of everything. Like I can rely on him. And having somebody that you can rely on.
Yeah.
I can be in my femme. I can be.
Oh.
Right? Like, but I am not that way. I am like, what the f*** did you just say? Like,
yeah. No,
but
truly.
But I have not been able to. I don't have to be that person anymore. Mm-mm. Like, I'm just like, yes, bitch.
What was that?
And like, am I wearing like a ski suit and like a fur hat? Like, do you think that I don't know. Like, I don't have to like deal with anything.
No, but it's true. And my whole life. I've been in my masculine energy.
Yeah.
I need to be productive. I need to work. I need, and like even every relationship before this. And I didn't know what
it's
it was to be in your feminine. But like when you have a real man, there's no thought process that goes into being in your feminine. You just are because like Luke is such a f-ing man.
Yeah.
And it's hard to outman me.
And what does he do for a living? He's a firefighter too?
Nope. Construction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a real, and that's the thing. Like I'm a firefighter. Yeah. I was a pro wrestler before I was a firefighter. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I'm masculine by choice. I just thrive in careers that are traditionally more masculine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've worked with majority of men and I have to have a thick skin.
Of course you do. Oh God. To work in that, I couldn't even imagine.
But it's great. And like I have my place and I don't mean that like there's a girl place and there's a man's place, but there is a delicate balance, especially with being a firefighter. Our calls are a lot of medical calls and a lot involve women. Childbirth, you know, things that surround childbirth, miscarriages, or just even being at your weakest, most vulnerable moment to have a woman in there as a woman helps. And like my crew is amazing. They are such good men, and you know, they don't need me, but to have the little bit of a balance that is feminine is huge.
Oh yeah, it's the yin and the yang, right?
Like, yeah. But yeah, so that is the moral of our story, is having a solid partner in this life of everyone's just like doesn't want to commit because they think something's better on the other side. Like, I am living.
I posted a video. I was like, find yourself one of these ladies. Cause like my husband was dancing with me at the club or whatever. It was so cute. I was like, you never do this. I'm like, and this girl that I just met, she recorded the whole thing. And I was like, you're my best friend. The fact that you recorded this moment and I didn't even have to ask you is like, kudos to you.
Yeah.
But I watched that video. Like, if you think the 700,000 views, like, they're all me. Like, I've watched that video so many times. Cause I'm like, damn, babe. Like, what a manly man. And I said, girls, find yourself one of these. And they're like, we're trying, girl. We're trying. And I'm like, Serena, like, it's so easy for you to say, but I couldn't imagine trying.
Now, do you post a lot of content with your husband?
Not a ton.
Okay.
Not
but some. A ton. He's not like a secret.
No, he's not a secret. He's on there. Just scroll. You'll find him.
Okay.
On Instagram, I don't really post him that much. Watch. I'll do like a little tester. So I was at like 401,000. Wow. I'll post a video with him over the weekend and I guarantee you I'll lose $10,000. I guarantee you. But that's a you problem, not a me problem. No. If you can't help, like if you don't like watching me with another man, like, well, then you're not.
And your content's
going to
change.
Totally kidding. But it's just, I don't know. It's silly.
Okay, well, let's pivot because I do have a wrestling podcast, but it's only like a little bit about wrestling. Did you grow up watching wrestling at all?
Okay, so I actually wrestled in elementary school. I was on the wrestling team.
Girl! Yes. Love this.
You know, had to show those boys what's up.
Because you're hyper competitive, like me.
Yeah, I was like, I won top athlete grade 6, grade 8. I was
good for you.
I had to do it. If there was a sports team, that's my middle daughter too. Like, if she had a wrestling team, she'd be there.
Love it.
But
any WWE or anything growing up?
No, I never watched any of that. But like my husband went into jiu-jitsu, like Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
I used to go watch him. I used to drive to Chicago, watch MMA fights. Because in Canada, it wasn't sanctioned.
Yes. There was a long period of time.
We'd have to drive to Quebec. Or we'd have to, which was so weird. We're like, we can do it here, but we can't do it here.
Yeah, I know. Quebec's its own like entity.
Yeah, so we could do it there and we could go to Chicago, which that was interesting. We're like, this is the right road. We're like, we want to watch fights here. Like, okay. I went there. I'm the only girl. And I drove a bunch of guys down and we went and watched all these fights. And
yep.
One of the best times of my life.
Like, really?
I don't know what it is about like wrestling guys, MMA guys, fighters. Like,
bros. Yeah. Most bro-y.
Like I liked it. I had such a good time. Like the one guy was kind of like, what are you doing here type of thing. But now he's like one of my close friends. No I was way. Like, bitch, you were just like, what are you doing here? Because you knew you wanted me to be here.
He's playing hard to get. It's fine.
Nice try. But yeah, those guys are so good. Like I like the community. It is a community. Oh, it's like such a community. And it's like family, right? Like
for sure big it is. Time.
And if I could have probably changed paths, not had a bunch of children.
Yep.
Who knows? Who knows?
So one thing I like to always touch on is people who have a social media platform or they're wrestlers, musicians, comedians. Everybody has like this preconceived notion of who they are based on their content. Mm. Is there anything you want to tell your viewers, your watchers, your subscribers, anything about you that they might not know otherwise? Like a little fun tidbit.
Well, I played baseball like all my life for like 25 years, probably. I played baseball.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that on your social media at all.
Mm-mm.
The jock side of you.
Yeah. Oh, I was a huge jock. Actually, like I was the biggest tomboy. I always say to my husband, like, because we met in high school and I look like a boy. Like, not that there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
no, you're a tomboy.
I just didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I played baseball with really short hair. Like, I'm talking like,
really?
I had an Ellen DeGeneres haircut.
You had like a pixie cut.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And it looked good in certain outfits, like my overalls and like it done. But like any other time, it was just like
a disaster.
And when I would get out of the shower, I'm like, hey. Oh, just so slicked back, like bald. I was bald. So I know he really loves me because of that. I was like, if you could just like fall in love with that.
Yeah.
That I had going on. That's hilarious. Total tomboy. Total tomboy.
Oh, and you know what? Speaking of that, talking about tomboy, we totally graze right over your skincare routine.
Oh, right.
So let's go back to that.
Well, complete opposite now. I used to wash my face with like gritty Aveeno only because my mom just bought that shit. Now I'm like,
did you see those like they were memes that us women who are aging backwards that use the St. Ives?
St. Ives. I was I couldn't think of the name, but it was the same shit. The gritty,
the peach one. Peach. There was only peach.
My mom never bought that. Thank God. I didn't have to buy shit because my mom is a hairstylist and an esthetician. So like she would buy relatively good shit.
Yeah.
But then, like, I feel like Aveeno must have had a really good sales pitch to get women to think, you could look like Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, like, are you kidding me? Isn't it made by Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, let's not go there. Because they haven't been they haven't been good, too good for us over the years.
I didn't see them yet, but I'm only the one, like, who knows what's going to happen. But,
okay.
No, skincare is huge.
Yep.
I never had a skincare routine up until... probably right before COVID or like, yeah, like
the last couple of years.
Yeah, like recently.
Wow.
I watched TikTok and I saw Tretin Owen and I was like, this is a doctor prescribed ointment and it will reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles.
Which you have none. I'm up close and personal.
I also like a lot. Actually, my mom texted me last night. She's like, what cream did you give grandma for Christmas?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know. I gave out a lot of cream. I'm like, I think it was a retinol, which my grandma's 80. I'm going to say 2 because I know she's older than that. So okay. Just 82. Grandma.
21. Yeah.
Looking great. She's 82 now because of the retinol.
Yeah.
But she's probably never used retinol because people don't know about retinol. No. I swear to God, it's only been this new thing. PSA, 10-year-olds do not need to use retinol. I know there's a huge Sephora and 10-year-olds. Like, I have a 10-year-old and I'm watching all these Sephora videos just dying laughing because I see it in my daughter's friends.
They're saying retinol?
No, but like, they're just like going, they're seeing a video on YouTube of these girls using these products and they're like, need it.
Oh my God, no.
Have to have it.
That takes layers off your skin.
Don't even know what it does. My daughter's like, my friend has like a burn mark below her eye from this cream she was using. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
So my daughter's skincare is niacinamide, face wash, cream. And if I can get her to remember sunscreen in the morning, like a zinc oxide sunscreen.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
She doesn't even really need that. Like, she's 10.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Well, even that. Like, I didn't put anything on my face when I was 10.
No, I'm just trying to appease the 10-year-old demon support kid. Just trying to not let her get to that. Because she's not. I swear to God, she's not.
No, but she's playing ball with the other 10-year-old.
She also sees me.
Sure.
Right? Like, it's...
hard to...
I have bins of shit. So I can't be like, no, you can't use anything on your face. She'd be like, you're such a hypocrite, Mom. So no, like, I give her my... stuff that I know she can use, like niacinamide is a pore reducer, so like obviously I don't want my kid having big pores, so like use a niacinamide.
Fair
Yeah,
totally.
My 15 year old has acne prone skin. Tower 28 does wonders for her acne prone skin. I can tell the day she's used it and I can tell the day she hasn't used it.
Wow, that fast.
I'm like, you haven't been using that, have you? She's like, she's a lazy teenager, right?
Okay,
so
fair.
I'm like, I know it's really hard to do that.
Yeah It does. Very.
But for me,
we had proactive.
I use Tretin Owen. I only use it once a week because I'm trying to work back up to twice a week. I stopped using it during the summer.
Okay.
I got lazy. I just, it's one of those things, like, you know, when you buy all kinds of vitamins and like start taking them and then all of a sudden you stop.
Yeah.
Same shit with skincare, right?
Yeah, fair.
So I'm back on the Tret train.
Okay.
I also stocked up because I found out that they're discontinuing it in Canada.
The cream probably because it works.
Exactly. They're going with the gel, but the cream's being discontinued.
Okay.
But I use something different every night, but I use vitamin C every morning. Vitamin C serum, cream, sunscreen every day. We went through my mom's phone and we were scrolling through pictures on like the big TV, like we mirrored it.
Okay.
And she came to this picture. I was like, what's the date on that picture? And she's like, I think 2011. And I'm like, I look really great right now. I was like, holy
no
you're
way.
You're telling me, like,
I'm with you.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, you didn't give a shit, eh? Like, but because my kids were young. Okay, maybe it was 2013. I'm trying to think. I always base it upon my kids.
Okay.
Like, maybe I had the third one, maybe I didn't.
Okay.
When my third daughter was born, she spent a lot of time in the hospital. So like, I didn't give a shit about my skin. I didn't give a shit about myself at all.
You were surviving.
Yeah. I literally put myself on the back burner.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Like, preventative care is real. I'm not telling you to do Botox in your 20s. That's not preventative care.
That's a lie.
I think that's ridiculous. I'm just going to say it. I don't even care. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Yeah. Your skin is going to change so much.
Oh, yeah.
Your face structure is going to change for f***'s sake.
Yeah, like, even just like your level of body fat.
Oh my God.
Change it. Like
I look so different.
I know.
It's insane. It's insane. And if I would have pumped a bunch of filler into my face, I would be like, I wouldn't look like this.
And it has to go somewhere. That's the other thing that people don't really know is the long-term effects. Oh, man. Like, I support anything that makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
But do your research.
And just remember, you are in your 20s.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
I had this notion too. I thought, I'm in my 20s forever.
Yes.
I'm going to look like this
forever. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, bam, where did that come from? Why do I have these two? Oh, I know, because I have a resting bitch face 24/7. I have f***ing lines on my right.
In between your brows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm staring at you, frown. Bitch. I don't even know why I'm doing it. People used to take my picture when we're out and send it to me. They're like, do you see how you look right now?
I'm no.
Like, oh, my God. No wonder nobody f***ing approaches me.
I wouldn't think that at all.
Oh, and I don't even know I'm doing it, though. I'm just not. I get in my head and I think, but I'm listening to you, bitch. I'm listening to all the shit you're talking to. I told you, I'm filing that shit away. I'm deep in my own head, creating wrinkles.
Good for you, though.
No, but honestly, skincare is so important. I never thought it was. The one new thing I just started doing it.
Yep.
And I'm never going back, is black castor oil under my eyes for a night cream. I don't use night cream at all anymore.
Really?
I know, I'm sorry. Like, I did promote some eye cream. Like, that was a year ago and I didn't know. But like, this works so good.
Black castor oil.
I use that shit so much. So I put it in my hair. So I'll do once a week. I get greasy.
Yeah, yeah,
I
just, sure.
I put a bonnet on. I look so hot. My husband's like, yep. Yeah. He just puts, I'm like, just leave the face mask on. So it's fine.
But you have stunning hair.
And I was losing it like crazy. And I was like, my mom's a hairdresser, right? So
okay.
The last time I was in to see her, she goes, what have you been doing?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know. Nothing really.
Right.
But it wasn't even the black castor oil because I just started doing that again because she said that. So I was like, I need up this shit. I need up this shit. You know what I put it down to?
What?
Chaga. Motherfucking chaga. I bought powdered chaga, which is a mushroom.
Okay.
And I had been putting it in water every night before bed.
Okay.
I like mushrooms. And I know all the benefits of different mushrooms, but I don't even know what they really do.
No.
I
was just, but you're like, this is healthy.
It does something good.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually like other mushrooms, so these ones must be good too. And then I realized,
girl math.
Girl math, exactly. And then mom's like, no, you've been doing something. Your hair is way thicker.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So I went home and I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
I opened my cupboard and I'm like, I bet you it's the chaga. Look it up. Yep. That's one of the things chaga does. Hair,
really?
Nails. My nails are obviously fake, so I couldn't say nails
because
I've never haven't seen my nails in a long time. But
all that's you?
All that's me.
Sold.
Yeah.
Because this is not
chaga.
Me. These are mine, but this is not mine.
I couldn't believe it.
And really?
Maybe it's just, maybe it's not. I don't know, but it's just the correlation was there.
Sure.
What was I taking for a good period
of
time?
Yeah,
not just an on
and every
off.
Night before bed.
I also make rosemary oil spray for my hair.
Oh, interesting.
But I had stopped doing that for a while because like you get started doing something
and
then you stop. I have a huge rosemary plant in my kitchen, so like it's accessible.
Yeah, it's free, it's self-serving.
Doing
it. Yeah. Well, and it obviously works.
Right?
Wonders, like, you have stunning hair.
And no heat curls. Go check out my video I just posted.
No heat curls.
I literally just tried a new product. So, you know that bar that goes across your head and everybody...
You can't pay me to go to sleep in that.
Oh, I did the other night.
How was that?
I woke up and I had a tension headache the entire day. I usually do a t-shirt, like a halo.
Okay.
I have a t-shirt. I wrap it. But then I got to find the f***ing t-shirt and I got to wrap it. And like, it's a whole process.
It's a thing.
So, I put this bar on because it's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. 2:00 in the morning, I woke up. I ripped that goddamn bar off so quick. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So, I saw a video of this girl and she had these buns on the top of her head, and it's just you roll it up and you stick these bonnets on, and that's it. Huh. You can have the room at the back and the room at the side. Side sleeper, back sleeper, no issue.
You sorted it out.
All last night. I'm buying the 3-pack when I go home.
Yeah.
Because I want to do Mickey Mouse ears and then the front, so it'll have even more curl.
Okay.
They're linked to my Amazon.
I was going to say. Storefront,
because I love them.
And Canadian, like, girl Amazon. And boy,
I have,
whatever.
I have American and Canadian. Okay, they're in perfect. Both. And honestly, for the, I think it was like $13.
That's amazing. And heatless. And your hair is stunning.
Like, I like them.
I think, it looks,
like,
great.
The proof is in the pudding, right? Yeah. Like, I can only sell you so much. Like, yeah. If it looks like shit, it looks like shit. I can't fake it.
Well, okay. I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface of all the things we wanted to talk about. Like, we wanted to get down the rabbit hole, expose our lives, our commonalities, what we've been through. And I feel like this is, like, really great synergy. And we should definitely do this again. Yeah. But let's do my top 10 tailor-made questions. A little bit of a spin around. Just, right. You know.
Let's go.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. What is a beauty product you cannot live without?
Mm-hmm. I know this one. It's like, I always think of the apocalypse and I'm like, motherfuckers wouldn't recognize me. They'd be like, who's that white bitch? Like, spray tan. I cannot live without self-tanner. I am a self-tanning. It's just in my soul.
It's in your soul.
I'm a British descent.
Okay.
So, like,
you're translucent.
I have a red-headed daughter.
Okay. You're that white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, my mom's a ginge. My daughter's a ginge. I am see-through. Sometimes I have to check my own pulse because I'm like, are you still alive? Self-tanner. I do like Coco and Eve. Shout out Coco and Eve. I want to work with you again. I know I didn't make the Grey's video before, but I was just starting out.
Give her a chance.
Give her another chance. Give her a chance. I love you. It's great. I like the medium and I like the dark, the extra dark, a little green undertone.
Do you do it all by yourself?
I do, unless I'm going away. Okay. If I'm going on a trip, I will get a spray done because it's just, it's better.
Yeah.
It lasts longer. But I get Nuda when I go for a spray. I love you, Nuda. I want to love you so bad, but... It dries my skin out so bad. Okay. Like, I look like the Sahara. Like, I'm snowing. I can go like this. By day 7 at the trip, I'm like, it's bad.
It's not for you.
Oh, but it looks so good initially. Like, the first couple of days, oh, God. I'm like,
so self-tanner.
It actually tricks my own self. Like, I am tan. Look how tan I am.
And you do feel better.
I think I'm Brazilian.
Yeah. Shout out Brazil. Yeah. Not that you need it.
Oh, they wouldn't even recognize me. They think I'm Brazilian and then they'd see me without Tanner. And they'd be like, that girl is definitely, definitely not Brazilian.
Okay, favorite food.
Oh, I always say I like everything. I am not picky. Like,
okay.
If I haven't tried it, I'll try it.
Oh, good for you.
Except for the egg with the dead duck in it. Bluga, bruga. I don't even know what. Nope. I don't think I can do that one.
No,
I'm willing to try a lot of stuff.
Mm-mm.
I do love shawarma though. Like,
oh, I love a shawarma. And then all day you just have little reminders.
Yep.
Little burps. You're like, that was a delicious shawarma.
So that, I don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
shawarma. That's a good one.
Shawarma is really good.
That's a real like Ontario thing too, I think. Yeah. Like, shawarma's not as popping everywhere else.
Oh, it's everywhere here, but not all of them are equal.
No.
not all are
made equal.
No.
Favorite designer.
Oh. I like designer things. Don't get me wrong, but I like vintage better. Like, this is a vintage ski suit.
Which I love.
This is a vintage hat. Like, these are vintage earrings. Like,
so cute.
If I can't find it,
yep,
then I will buy it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a designer. I do really like designer sunglasses. And I really like Versace, because Versace just for me has like a badass vibe.
Totally.
Why?
It's old money.
Yeah,
it's just, not.
And even like, man or woman can pull it off. Like,
true.
A woman can wear the man. Like, it's just so versatile. And
So are you a thrifter then?
Big time.
Goodwill, Salvation Army, all those things. You'll spend hours.
Yeah. My daughter found this hat for me because she knew I was looking for fur and we were in the Salvation Army. She's like, Mom, isn't that what you were looking for? And I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Raised her right.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you got a good eye, kid. I said, it's like I Spy in here,
yeah,
and you win.
I love that.
So yeah, I'm a thrifter. Ooh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another thing you probably didn't know about me.
No, there you go. We're just going to unpack this. Yeah. What was the last book you read? Or audiobook counts too.
I'm a podcaster. Yeah.
Okay, like, favorite podcast then.
I can't say Joe Rogan because everybody won't follow me because people just have a love-hate relationship with that guy. But
nope, I love Joe Rogan.
I really like his podcast.
I have respect.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's like saying you don't like Dave Chappelle for some of his jokes, but he's talented.
Yeah.
Just because you don't agree with everything somebody says, you can't deny the talent.
No.
Give credit where it's due.
Yes.
Look where he's come from.
And he's a machine. He is a machine of knowledge.
Oh, my God. And he makes me like, I'm like, I should be reading a book.
No, you totally. And he makes me healthier. Like, I've come from this athlete background, but like, speak about aging gracefully and backwards. Mm-hmm. That man looks like a UFC fighter. He's a podcaster.
Yeah.
Like, he is amazing.
The thing I, like, on the soccer team my daughter played for like a couple years ago, the moms would be like, well, he just like, he doesn't practice what he preaches. And like, he... I'm like, those are ads, eh? You do realize, like, no, maybe he doesn't take AG1 or whatever he's promoting.
Yeah. I bet
it's money.
Yeah, it's marketing.
He is, like, don't you get this is a job? Like, not everything he says is going to be spot on. And if you can't look through the bullshit and spot the reels, with me, like, that's a you problem.
For
like,
sure.
I see where he's coming from. Do I believe everything that he says? Every guest that he has on, am I, like, infatuated by? No, and that's the fun thing about it. Yeah. Everyone has their own opinion.
That's my dream. Like, honestly, Joe Rogan, and I talked about her before, Bunny DeFord, she is just out there.
I haven't listened to her podcast, and I need to.
Highly recommend it.
I've seen a couple clips on TikTok, and it's been like, I got to get to it.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
She was a former sex worker.
Yes.
And she's with married to Jelly Roll, who's like taken off this year, had this epic country music career.
Yeah.
But what people don't know is, one, they're going to judge her for her past of being a sex worker. Mm-hmm. But she bankrolled his entire beginning of his career.
I saw that.
Including setting him up when he got out of jail and all his children.
She was a motherfucking gangster.
Oh.
Like, I don't care what you say. The fact that she did that for him... Like, who loves who more, right?
In that world. Well, I mean...
And he's sitting there like, this is my motherfucking woman. Yeah. She is taking care of me like no one has ever... Like, that is... Yeah, I did watch that and I thought, wow.
And she's a little bit in her own element being a lady version of Joe Rogan because she's out there speaking her truth.
Yeah.
People are shitting on her. Mm-hmm. And she's telling her as they do, because that's when you know you're doing well. People start shitting on you, you know.
That's how I know if it is.
Okay, so that's your favorite podcast with Joe Rogan. I love that. Name a movie that changed your life.
Oh, so this was different, but then Saltburn came out. Oh. And I just watched that and I was like, that changed my life in a way that, like, I'm not that fucked up.
We're all
fucked up. Like, but I'm not that fucked up. Yeah. Like, okay, all right. And like, but also it changed being f***ed up cells.
Oh, because we are all, like, if you've made it past 30, you've lived through some shit. It's the difference is between those of us who are honest about it, outwardly messy, and we're showing you the journey to build ourselves back up, to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this world we live in, it is relatable.
Yes.
The more f***ed up you are, the more it sells.
Yeah, and the more it gets talked about and the more...
Yeah.
Like that, I wouldn't have watched that movie. I wouldn't even have known about it. I would have scrolled right past it.
Sure.
But because it had those scenes, everybody. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? It was like every other freaking TikTok on my page. I was like, okay, I gotta watch it. And now the soundtrack is so good. I'm like, okay, like now I'm just living a. I dress like it. I got fur coats on now, fur hats. I'm just pretending I'm in Saltburn. Anytime I drink a cocktail now, I'm like,
I love that. Okay, speaking of soundtracks, favorite band or artist?
Well.
Or both.
This is another thing you don't know.
Love it.
I like gangsta motherfucking rap.
Okay.
I just went to the Wu-Tang concert in September, maybe, I think it was.
Well, Wu-Tang is for the children, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like really old school rap.
Love it.
But I also really like a lot of new artists, too. Not all of them.
Okay.
They're not all created equal.
It's different.
So different. Not I like really like Kevin Gates. His voice, and he's like a good person. Like, I feel like he, the way like, he has like a lot of really good sayings. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen him on TikTok. Like, he does podcasts too. And, like, just the things that he has to say, I'm like, I don't relate with everything, but, like, some of it, I'm like, yeah, all right.
Who's your favorite, like, guilty indulgence artist?
Oh. Well.
If you had one.
Brazilian music, for sure. Because, okay, you know how the DJ on Spotify, like, it's like, this is what you've listened to the most all year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like embarrassed. We were in the car driving back from, where were we? What concert were we at? Rock the Park in London with my daughter. We went to Cypress Hill.
Oh, nice.
So like, it's complete opposite of that.
Love that.
And they're like, put on some music, mom. You guys just sit here in silence. And I'm like, true. We're losers. We do sit here in silence. Like, let's lighten the mood. So I put on my Spotify and I'm like, oh, DJ. Oh, or whatever it was. I'm like, let me just play you some of your favorite tunes from this year. And I was like, turn it off. Turn it off. Yes, I listen to Brazilian funk a lot. When I'm home alone, I listen to it. It brightens my mood. Do I know what the fuck they're saying? No, but it's like I just reposted this guy's thing. And it was like when a Brazilian DJ remixes something. And it's so spot on because it starts off like all chill.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, and then you just can't help it. You're like, I got to dance. I got to dance, guys. Like,
it gets in you.
Oh, it gets in your soul.
I love that.
And they're just, I read a thing, it was a meme, it was like, if you don't dance at a Brazilian party, they're judging you. So if you can dance or you can't, fucking dance.
You have to dance. That's understandable.
Yeah. But like, also dance, because who cares?
Yeah. Live your best life.
I went to my friend's wedding, like, when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah. And all my friends were like, we know you can dance, just dance. And I'm like, nah. And now I look back, I'm like, why would I?
Waste of time, eh?
Why did I care?
I don't know.
But I didn't care, but I was just like, I don't know, in that moment.
There's that one like thing, like that something impenetrable. Yeah. Isn't that cool? No, not anymore. Just let it all out. That's the best thing you can do.
Living in regret is worse than just doing it. I have this tattoo to like literally symbolize, roll the dice, take risk, and just don't live in regret because regret eats you.
Oh, for sure it does. I'm always like, I do, and then I'll apologize later for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, mom. But for sure, like when I was younger, I realized that coulda, woulda, shoulda will eat you up at night. Terrible. And you can't, there's nothing you can do to take it back.
Nope.
But you can always apologize.
Yeah. No time machines. Not yet, anyway.
Nope, we're getting there. How many tattoos do you have?
I think I have 13. Woo! I get asked that a lot.
Lucky number 13. Like, good, I like it.
I know. Yeah. Do I regret some of them? Maybe.
But what is your regrettable one?
I have a tramp stamp.
Love this for you.
But then I'm also,
but it's
like,
also coming back.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, but I feel that it's going to be popular again. Because like when I go away on vacation, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know how old you are. I know how old you are.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want that anymore. I want it to be like, oh, look at that new age tattoo.
Yeah.
But my husband's like, why don't you just get it covered up? And I'm like, no, I'm living with
this. No.
I fucking did this.
Totally.
I don't want to get it lasered off. It's on my back. I rarely see it. And my bathing suit thong goes so far up my ass that like you can't even see this tattoo by the time that's pulled way up. So we're good.
You're great.
It's fine.
We love a millennial moment anyways.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. But I just want to say, when we were all younger, a tramp stamp was like a real badass moment. Belly button ring, tramp stamp.
I have that. Oh, I have that too.
Living.
Everyone says that I can put it back in.
I never took mine out.
Never?
No. Even when I was pregnant.
I did. And I've had it out for a good 10 years.
I bet you can
more.
Still put something in it.
Did I even put it back in after the second? No, I don't even think I did. So maybe I've had it out for 15 years.
I got
and
it.
They're like, do it.
Yeah,
do it.
I got it when I was probably 15 or like my mom was there signing the papers. Yeah. I never took it out. Just like your tramp stamp. I was like, this shit is going to come back.
Oh.
And I don't want the holes. I don't
want it. No, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it. Oh, and another thing you didn't know about me.
Yeah.
I had my tongue pierced.
I did. Once upon a time. And I broke a molar.
Oh, I know. Clank, 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 clank. I'm like, how did you let me do that in grade 8, mother?
I tried to hide it.
But
not
you
knowing.
Your mom.
I must have been 18.
Oh, okay.
I must have been like of age, but I still didn't want my parents to know.
My mom.
And then day two, where you're like, blah, 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 blah.
I regretted that when it swelled
three
times the size. Yeah. If you have your tongue pierced, you know what we're talking about. If you don't, don't do it.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Uh-uh. It's not cute.
Just appreciate your teeth. I feel like people don't appreciate their teeth. I go to the dentist every 3 months because like that shit is real. Like,
it is real.
Don't with your teeth. it's connected really close to your brain.
100%.
Well, root canals, all that shit. I don't want anything to do with it. So, yeah.
Okay, last one. Finish this lyric. engine, number nine.
On the New York Transit line. If that train goes off the track. Pick it up. I'm so glad you picked one I knew. I'm so worried. I was like, oh no, what's she going to say? Because people know I don't remember anything.
No, I like challenged myself in that moment because I was like, who's her favorite band or artist? Okay, go into your Rolodex, know the lyrics.
Back to the club because every time you would be there, they would play that.
That's when you flip tables. Time. That's the part of the night when everyone turned up.
And people were just like.
Yeah, yes. Well, this was a blast. Thank you so much.
It was so good.
Guys, let us know. Do you want us to do this again?
Yep.
Tell us the things.
Yep.
All right.
Hit me up in my DMs, guys. I know you'll be all over it making memes out of this. So.
What could be the worst thing? We'll find out. All right. Bye, guys. Wild ones, come on. I know you were brought to this podcast for all the wrestling content, but it's good to mix it up sometimes. And you know what? You still have your girl, Taylor Wilde, who was a wrestler since she was 18 years old. I'm going to be 38 January 26th, so I've got 20 years of wrestling knowledge to continue injecting wrestling into the Wild On podcast. But don't worry. There's still going to be tons of wrestling guests. And I already have some pretty big names in the working for 2024. Thank you all for waiting ever so patiently while I took a little bit of a hiatus, a much needed time for rest, relaxation, and all those things in between, on top of, below. Your girl's feeling better, okay? I hope you can see it. I hope you can feel it. And I hope you're ready for a full season of Wild Wacky Weirdness with your girl, Taylor Wilde. And please let me know, are there any influencers, comedians, musicians, wrestlers that you want to see on the Wild On podcast? Because we're taking this thing on the road. Maybe we're coming to your town. Who knows? You never know. 2024 is the year of collaborations. So help a sister out. And until next week, keep calm and wild on. Blessed be.